down to our final segment, Talking Trees. How are we going to bring it on home, gentlemen?
Well, I'd like to start by maybe talking about some irrigation. A lot of people don't really understand how, when, why, what irrigation is. So I did a little research, and actually the state of Arizona, city of Phoenix, has a guide to do that. If you go to amwua.org, you can download the landscape watering by the numbers. It actually has a chart in it. Toward the back, it's the last page. There's a gauge in there that tells you what time of the year, spring, summer, fall, winter, how much water you should be putting on, how far down. A lot of overwatering here in the desert.
It's amazing what that clay soil can retain underneath
right,
the surface.
Right, right. You got any tips for irrigation?
You know what? I think right now is a very, very key time. We're seeing our Bermuda grass. One really key point for everybody is understanding on your lawn specifically the water requirements. And really, if you're talking to Bermuda grass lawn, we recommend about an inch to an inch and a half of water per week. I usually recommend 3 cycles during the week every other day. Now, the big question comes up, how do you tell that you put an inch of water down? Easy trick for the homeowner. Next time you make a tuna sandwich, save the can, put it out in your lawn, and run a cycle on your irrigation system, then measure how much water's in it. Over the course of 3 to 4 times a week, inch and a half, you're right on target. You know, we understand that grass needs water and it's important, but a lot of times we don't understand what kind of stress we're putting on the lawns and what kind of potential damage we're doing by overwatering our lawns.
That's actually the reason why Jordan's in town this week. Like I said earlier, we're kicking off our lawn. Now, you've been out in the field a couple of days. What are you seeing?
You know what? I'm seeing all kinds of things. Obviously, you know, being from a part of the country that deals mostly with cool season grasses and now getting down into this warm season climate, I've been real excited because it's a new learning opportunity for me. What I'm seeing right now is any of those lawns that are overseeded are really looking nice right now. This is nice temperatures to grow ryegrass. If people are irrigating and keeping them watered properly, weeds are at a minimum. The ryegrass is looking great, but that's going to start to change here real quick. If you get down there and you look at it, you're going to see a lot of stolons starting to come into life, a lot of little Bermuda grass blades starting to form, and yeah, the transition's right around the corner if you already haven't seen it.
The one other thing I wanted to talk about, since we're talking about lawn, the plant healthcare topic of the philosophy that Save a Tree, arborists, all the societies have. I wanted to talk about the less toxic environment and how to promote that as a homeowner.
Right. So one thing I've been very proud to be a part of Save a Tree regarding is our overall organizational commitment to not just following the trends, but leading the trends. And a lot of this comes at a cost, but it's also given us the opportunity to really be the leading force in the marketplace. As far as using materials that have a lower acute toxicity, obviously to our applicators who we value extremely, but also our clients, their pets, their children, all of this is extremely important to everybody, and science is accelerating in our world at a rate that's pretty astounding. Obviously, lawn care, tree care isn't as essential as production agriculture that feeds the world. But that part of the marketplace, which typically feeds our materials secondhand, has really given us some tools that I was amazed to see. We're seeing materials now coming into the marketplace that no longer require an EPA signal word because they literally cannot find a way to hurt people with it. LD50 numbers, which is your lethal dose, this is how they rate different chemicals on how toxic they are. They can't even produce a reliable LD50 number because of the lower toxicity of these. We're coming into a generation now where the old approach of killing insects with a neurotoxin isn't socially acceptable anymore. So we're getting new products. Some of these products that I'm really excited about are what we call insect growth regulators. So rather poisoning the nervous system of an insect, we're actually interrupting the molting cycle, which then controls the insect because it's no longer able to grow. One of the greatest things about some of these materials is they're extremely specific to the type of insect that we're targeting, and also have been extensively tested to see what the impacts potentially are on pollinators, and the results have been really amazing.
Wow.
So, you know, it's one thing to do your job. It's another thing to do it well and also be a steward to the environment and take care of this planet that we have to continue to live on.
And coming up is Arbor Day, Plant a Tree Day. And I'd mentioned that I like to trim my own trees. Part of it is I planted them. They're like my little babies, you know.
That's a great point. Yeah, and we always tell people, you don't plant a tree for yourself. You know, many of our trees that we plant on our landscape have a life expectancy of, you know, some of them 500, 600, 700 years. So to think about doing this for ourselves, that it's a great process to, you know, put something there that's going to last for generations to come. And, you know, the emotional attachment people have to their landscape and their trees is really phenomenal in the aspect that, you know, it's not just an aesthetic value. There's also, you know, there's also a financial value, whether it be shade from the intense sunlight you guys have out here all the time, or just simply protection from the wind.
And if somebody needed a certified arborist, and y'all's current service area?
I cover the whole valley.
The whole valley.
The whole valley.
Save a Tree, SAVATREE.com.
602-614-4807.
Jordan Orwig and Gary Peterson, thanks for spending your Saturday morning with us.
Thanks for having us.
It's been a pleasure.